You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. Food insecurity, it is a real issue in parts of Idaho, especially in rural Idaho. In places like Donnelly and Cascade in the west central mountains of Idaho in particular. In fact, the town of Donnelly is considered a food desert with limited access to affordable and nutritious food. The town of 600 people doesn't have a grocery store. People who live there have to travel 12, maybe 20 miles to shop at the nearest market. So this is where community partnerships and some pretty innovative ideas come into play. Joining me live in studio to talk more about how community members and organizations are coming together to make sure no one goes hungry are Liz Jones, a community health program specialist in McCall, and Lori Anderson, the executive director of the Cascade Food Pantry. Welcome to the program, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So first off, tell me about the needs in Valley County. And I ask this question because I think a lot of times when people think of Valley County, they think of the resort town of McCall and everybody with their second homes and all of this. But there is a whole nother lifestyle to Valley County.
Sure, sure. Well, we have a lot of service industry people, a lot of seasonal employees who work at the ski resorts, maybe they're raft guides, snowplow drivers.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a much more difficult struggle when it comes to trying to eat healthier and to find healthy foods, especially in some of those areas like Donnelly that have food desert status,
right,
according to the USDA. So that's 10 miles or more from a grocery store.
And I have to say, you know, knowing that area and having spent time in Donnelly and McCall, it was shocking to hear that by the USDA that the Donnelly is considered a food desert, but yet all of a sudden, it doesn't seem shocking because there is not a grocery store.
That's right. Right. So we surveyed the folks that were coming through the food pantry and discovered that 60%, well, how do I word this? 60% made their way to Boise once every 6 months or more to purchase food at Winco, which meant most of the time they're buying their food local. And local food is hard to get to even there. You have to go to McCall, mm-hmm, or you have to go to the market in Cascade.
And it's expensive.
So it is expensive. Transportation is the number one issue for folks to get to healthy food. And you forget that.
Right.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, community members start coming together because you realize we have to do something about this. Because as you said, Liz, especially with service industry, mm-hmm, people, you know, a lot of times these are lower income jobs. They are seasonal jobs. So then, A, having access, but having the finances, mm-hmm, to buy things like fresh produce, mm-hmm, all of that, really is something that is on the back burner because you still have to pay for where you live.
Right, right. And especially in Donnelly, a little bit in Cascade, and even McCall,
mm-hmm,
the healthy choice is not necessarily the convenient choice. And it needs to be a little more convenient, needs to be a little more accessible. And you need to be able to have those things available. Maybe you forget something for a recipe, whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's really helpful to have a grocery store a little bit closer, one that can provide you with what you need in your price range. And in Donnelly's case, that doesn't exist,
right,
or didn't exist.
So let's talk about Cascade first. And Lori, what you came up with in Cascade, which is this Pride of the Pantry,
right,
idea. So talk to me about this, because this really did kind of, great minds came together and came up with this idea.
Right. Well, what happened is 8 years ago, Cascade Food Pantry was opened, and it's a result of work from the Idaho Food Bank sending up mobiles,
mm-hmm,
to Cascade. So there's three partners in the Valley County. We have Heartland, Donnelly Food Bank, and Cascade Food Pantry. So on our property, then, we were able to open Pride of the Pantry plots, which is 40 plots. Folks come, they plant what they want, they tend it, they harvest it, and they take it home. The best thing that happens is people have it in their heads that I can't grow that up here in the mountains.
Mm.
And through lots of education and people coming alongside saying, yes, you can. You can. You can have healthy food. And you can do it yourself and have the joy of doing it. So we are having a really good time at the plots.
And I have to say, as you talk about that education perspective, I mean, you have University of Idaho Master Gardeners,
mm-hmm,
that came in to teach things about gardening, how you do this. But Cascade High School students built
That's right.
these wooden plots.
That's right. The school built the plots. The road department got us soil. Alpha Nursery helped with a lot of getting us started with our sprinkler system. We had a major donor who gave us money to get started. Mm-hmm. And then St. Luke's came through with some grant money to help us to finish. We have a deer fence around. Organic seeds are given to us all the time from growers who find out what we're doing. And we're looking for short season crops because our season is short.
Mm-hmm.
They will jokingly say that the last frost is the end of June and the first one is the 1st of July. So you have to learn.
You have about 30 days, right?
You have about 30 days. You have to learn to work with what we've got. But we're seeing people grow corn. We see lots of, oh my goodness, our list of crops is varied.
And how is that changed for people in your community, especially when it's not just going to the food pantry to get food, but they are invested by growing their own food?
Well, it's fun to watch it, to watch everything grow. And then what is happening is once people have confidence that says, I can actually grow this up here, I can grow tomatoes up here, then they do it at home.
Mm.
And so then the multiplying effect happens. So whether it's people coming to the pantry or coming to the pantry and seeing the plots and then realizing, hey, I could do this, or getting their hands on and doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But people are not growing for the pantry. They're growing for their own households. And then we have people like Liz, who she's been a big part of the classes, too, to teach everybody how to do this, how mm-hmm. to grow in the mountains.
I'm speaking with Liz Jones, a community health program specialist, and Lori Anderson, the executive director of the Cascade Food Pantry. We're talking about food deserts up in the Valley County area, but also just innovative ways that these communities are coming together to figure this out. And in Donnelly, it's the idea of basically a farmer's market. Correct,
right,
Liz?
Yeah, correct. We put together a farmer's market last year. I found a trusty team of type A partners, and we all joined hands and came up with a plan to operate a farmer's market in the Donnelly area. We had partnerships from just about everybody in Donnelly, from the city of Donnelly, the library, the fire department.
You had a baker, like
St.
a local
Luke's,
baker.
Yeah, we had a local baker who had some business sense because we needed a little bit of that in there. And we really just got together, brainstormed about what we wanted that market to be. And we all were coming at it from a different angle. And what we wanted to really see people take away from the market. And we had some early goals. We didn't know how they were going to turn out.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit of a tough thing to put something together from scratch. But we felt like we sort of hit it out of the park. And I felt great because with my St. Luke's job, it's really important for me to see people practice healthier behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
And when there are barriers, like no grocery store or the groceries are just too expensive, it's great to find ways around those barriers with community partners and offer something like a farmer's market where you can go on a Wednesday and find your fruits and vegetables at an affordable price, and also enjoy a little camaraderie with the local community. And we invited some resource booths in to give people
to talk more about health, right?
Yeah, and they offered coupons, so it became a more affordable market. So it was really just fun putting it together and then seeing our goals reached, which was really mm-hmm. neat, and enjoying the time that we had with all of those community partners coming together. That was just completely awesome and a great perk to the whole adventure.
Because part of this community partnership was figuring out access to food.
Correct, yeah.
But also affordability mm-hmm. to food. And we should mention that the Donnelly Farmers Market, this is the only market within a 100-mile radius that actually accepts SNAP benefits.
Yes. Correct, yeah, we are. That's a little bit of a process to get that
mm-hmm.
Organized for your market, but it was well worth it.
But that had to have been an important aspect, though, of having this market, because goes to affordability.
Sure. Yeah. And, you know, if we break it down to what motivated me to be involved with this market, that was at the top of the list, was trying to make those foods affordable to that population, those who were in need of the food stamps or the SNAP program.
Mm-hmm.
So it was great to bring that somewhere in the area. Folks from McCall can come as well. Cascade, if they are members, you know, have that SNAP card, they can come on up and do a little bit of shopping. And we try to, when we have the money available to us, and we have had a few grants that have helped with this, we try to double up their food bucks. So they'll swipe their card to get $10 in groceries, and we'll give them $20 in tokens. That's kind of how you exchange it, to use at the market, so that they have a little more bang for their buck. They've been motivated enough to make a healthier choice when maybe in other situations they aren't. And so we want to reward that.
And in Donnelly itself, all of a sudden the food market comes to you.
Yeah.
One day a week.
Exactly.
Without you having to go 15 miles down the road.
Right. Yeah. Right. It was really fun to create it. And again, that feeling of all those community groups coming together and the sponsorships coming together was just great.
Well, it's great to see, and especially to have innovative ways of figuring this out, because I know the mission of your pantry is, Lori, is to make sure that no one goes hungry.
Absolutely.
So absolutely doing that. I want to thank my guest today, Liz Jones, a community health program specialist in McCall, and Lori Anderson, the executive director of the Cascade Food Pantry. Thank you both for coming in and for coming down to Boise.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that. That's a drive, especially with construction. I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters.